It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Terrible weekend for the Red Sox. Rafael Devers, we've discussed, 12 strikeouts, 16 at bats. Red Sox dropped 3 out of 4. They're already in last place.
Oh my God!
Last time we
life
were on
comes
on,
at you fast,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Last time we were on Friday, Keith, we're like 162-0. It's on the table.
Yeah, I know.
Now they're in last place, all
Jeez.
Alone at the bottom of the AL East. Red Sox pregame comes your way today at 1:35. First pitch a little after 2:30. Here on your home for the Red Sox, WEEI, you can sound off on Rafael Devers at 617-779-7937. A reminder, our championship matchup in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket will go live.
Now,
actually has gone live. Yeah, right now.
It's live now.
It is the Pat Patriot uniforms versus the Hartford Whalers for the championship.
You guys voted on it. These are the two best uniforms in sports history.
For all the Tostitos.
I do like the Pat Patriot uniform. All along, I thought that should be like an Elite Eight type of uniform. It's one of my favorites. I love the helmet. But, again, the hometown bias has ruined this bracket. If we could do it all over again, we would.
Well, God willing, a year from now, Keith. God willing, a year from now.
We have a great idea.
Good plan for next year.
Got a great idea.
God willing.
But like Diggs said, we don't want to put the carriage ahead of the horse.
No, you do not. We'll get to Christian Campbell in his weekend. Just real quick, one text on Devers, 617-779-7937. You two siding with owners and management over the workers makes me sick.
What?
You bitch about management every day, yet now it's the player, not management.
This is a little different,
this
sir
is the
or
same,
ma'am.
The
this
same
is
cluster F it's been for 5 years, and you two drank the Kool-Aid, blah, 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 blah. I do have one minor blame for ownership, but go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I know, but this is very different. Like, you're almost saying, like, how come you're not blaming Corey and you're blaming Devers? That's crazy. Like, the worker, the working man, he makes, like, 10 times, or not 10 times as much. He makes, what, 4 times as much as Corey does?
Uh-huh.
So this isn't, like, your ham and egger, like 9-to-5-er. Rafael Devers makes over $300 million to basically hit. They paid him to hit, and he happened to be a third baseman at the time. He's not the first player, and he won't be the last player to have to move positions or move from the field to DH. It's part of the reason why they have the position. They want these guys that can slug the ball that may be not great in the field. That's what he is now, and he pouts about it, which I gave him a break on. Not in the moment. I didn't realize he was lied to as much as he is. If you read between the lines, it seems like he was lied to by whether it was Breslow, Cora, both of them, whatever. So I give him a kind of a pass on that. But you can't then go into the season, not be ready, first of all, take all offseason to get out of shape and, I guess, hurt your shoulder, apparently, and then show up when the season starts, when the games matter, and this is what you look like. So I'm not going to blame. Is it Cora's fault that Devers isn't in shape? And if you think that, that's crazy to me.
No, but the lying to Devers and stringing him along and saying, you're our third baseman, you're our third baseman, you're our third. Oh, wait, you're actually our DH. I mean, there's some culpability there. Devers needs to be an adult and get past it. But the one thing I would blame the Red Sox for, they still dragged it out and waited until the eve of the start of spring training to sign Bregman. And if you didn't beat around the bush and you were a little more direct in paying Bregman and just getting in front of it and going, you know what? We're not going to worry about the $40 million a year. We'll give you your opt-outs, all these things. If they were a little more proactive in doing that, they could have been a little more forthright with Devers, and Devers would have had more time to wrap his head around it and not find out at the last second.
But I don't think they knew they were getting Bregman. They knew they were interested in Bregman.
But they could have they could have done that deal a lot earlier. They could have hammered that home a lot earlier.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess with all these deals, you know, like the Patriots could have signed Diggs earlier, right? But there's also they probably were trying to get the right deal for him. Bregman also had other options, and he was looking around. And, you know, I think Bregman also himself was pretty patient and then also wanted to get in before camp started. So I think he might have also had a date kind of circled as to when he was going to make his decision. And I forget who it was. It might have been Curtis this morning brought up the fact that, you know, when they started the offseason, maybe they really were in on Juan Soto. You know, I was sort of like, they're not going to get Juan Soto, but maybe they were. If they signed Juan Soto for $700 million, they weren't going to give Alex Bregman $40 million a year for 3 years.
Yeah.
Probably not. So, like, maybe at one point they talked to Devers' agent and was like, he's our third baseman. Right now we're not, like, high prioritizing any third basemans, whether it's Nolan Arenado or Alex Bregman. And then that had to change. They didn't get Soto. They needed to do something. The best player available on the board was Bregman. And, sorry, you have to be the DH. Like, that shouldn't be that big of a deal.
So they could have been a little more aggressive in bringing in Bregman, and the benefit would have been, oh, well, you got to get the best deal, and they got a good deal, and they broke Bregman in the negotiations and everything, and you got to do that. Okay, well, the byproduct might be an upset Rafi Devers, and how do you like that? But ultimately, it's his blame at the end of the day. The one small thing I would blame ownership for, again, is trying to win the deal and drag it out and not being aggressive in free agency. And I think you're seeing that come back to bite them to a degree.
So I guess for those that are on Devers' side, which is surprising to me, would you look at it and say, hey, he should be the DH, they just should have communicated it to him a lot earlier? Or are you of the mind, hey, he is the third baseman, let him be the third baseman?
I think it's more, I think it's more the first thing, but I guess I guess I don't know. I think the first thing...
Because if you think he should be the third baseman, that to me loses the argument right away.
Right.
If you're mad at them kind of lying to him, I get it. But what, you're going to carry that over? And now you're really just punishing yourself and your team for being out of shape and being terrible to start the season.
Meanwhile, Christian Campbell, who, by the way, is okay playing second base, left field. He's okay playing wherever.
Yep.
Had a great weekend.
He did.
For the Red Sox after what I thought was kind of a shaky debut. Got the benefit of a good scoring play where he was credited with a hit in his debut. I thought he was shaky defensively in that game. He almost made a great defensive play on Saturday. He finished the weekend 6-for-14, 429. Home run, two doubles.
I mean, insane.
One of two worthwhile players.
Like, what a start. Yeah, they have two guys hitting, so not ideal.
And so
not the two guys we would have guessed either.
No, for sure not. And so you get a little bit of an insight, I think, into why Campbell... It was rigged that he was going to break camp as the opening day second baseman almost no matter what. I think you're getting insight into why. He's willing to play contract with them, or play ball, rather, with them on a contract. Chris Cotillo, yesterday, Mass Live. Christian Campbell and Red Sox in deep talks on a contract extension 3 days into his MLB career. He wrote, the Red Sox are deep in talks on a long-term extension with Christian Campbell, according to multiple industry sources. One source close to the negotiations described the deal as, quote-unquote, close. Hmm. And a Red Sox source characterized the team as hopeful of getting a deal done as of late on Saturday night. Still not done yet, unless I've missed anything this morning.
I have not seen it.
Terms are not yet known, and the team has not confirmed an agreement, but Campbell acknowledged ongoing discussions after Boston's 4-3 loss Saturday night in Texas. So why was this guy, it was a done deal, and it was a foregone conclusion, he was going to break camp, and he had the inside track, and it was rigged for him?
Yeah.
He's willing to play ball on a contract,
yeah,
it sounds
hard,
like.
Hard to ignore that part of it. I do think he also has the benefit of the other second basemans were not real. They weren't everyday major league players. I mean, Vaughn Grissom isn't. David Hamilton isn't.
Unless you're going to play Bregman there. I agree.
Well,
otherwise.
Right. Yeah. But that, yeah, that sort of seems like it's a sort of a separate argument. I can't imagine they would go to the extreme of pissing off Devers strictly because they think they can get a deal done with Campbell. You know, I think that was sort of the first thing. We got Bregman. He's willing to play second base, but we're better as a team if he plays third. And then the next thing was Roman Anthony might be closer, but we got a pretty good outfield. Marcelo Meyer might be better, but when healthy, we have a better left side of the infield. So where's the opening? It's Christian Campbell. He didn't hit the cover off it at all in the spring, but they know what the potential is with this kid. And so they got him out there, and I think he had more hits already this weekend than he did all spring. I mean, give or take.
Yeah,
like, he
probably
was great.
Pretty close, yeah. So, no, I like.
But if they get a deal done, fine, you know, or I don't think.
Oh, I'd have no complaints if they got a deal done. I just wonder if that helped his cause to make the opening day roster.
It's probably part of the formula, I would think, but because it's not like he went out and dominated the job. I just think the level of competition there was pretty low.
So that is exciting. One of the few bright spots in the Red Sox forgettable weekend against the Texas Rangers. They're close on a contract extension with Christian Campbell. How do you feel about it? Did it help him make the opening day roster? And what were your thoughts on the Red Sox opening weekend? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Patriots coming up. Our first matchup, or final matchup, rather, of the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket is available at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe. Vote there. We'll announce our winner tomorrow on April 1st.
No fool.
April Fools. We're going to crown the Raptors as champions. Uh-huh. April Fools. But no, that is your choice. Pat Patriot versus the Hartford Whalers. We'll update that coming up with all your thoughts next.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
We have reached Championship Monday. In the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket, it is available now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can vote. It is number 2 seed out of the football region, the Patriots. They're Pat Patriot Reds, as modeled by Tom Brady, versus the Whalers. They're home, what are we calling them, Broccoli Greens?
Broccoli Greens.
They're the number 1 seed out of
Green
the hockey
beans.
Region, as modeled by Ron Francis. Who is that? Yes, thumbs up, Ron Francis.
Thumbs up in the back, yep.
Modeling those. So you can get in, you can vote. Get those vote totals up. This is a championship matchup to decide it for all the marbles. And already it's fairly lopsided. I won't tell you how to vote.
No.
But already it's looking like Pat Patriot is going to hoist this thing.
Not which team do you like better, which uniform is better. In this case, I think it's both. I think it's the team. I'm also right now, Jones, doing my silent protest. I've put on the... the Toronto Raptors Dino jersey,
yeah,
which,
pop on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You have Keefe in silent protest in his Damon Stoudemire uniform, which does pop.
I don't know if did the jersey shrink or have I gotten fat? This is kind of tight now all of a sudden.
Did you have this issue a month ago?
No.
Were you wearing a t-shirt under it before?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, probably.
You weren't just going guns out?
I don't recall. The pipes, I don't think.
Okay.
Now, this is concerning to me. This is... a jersey that is a tighter snug.
Yeah.
All it's been is in my trunk since I wore it a month ago.
Well, the cold. Too many IPAs. I'm sure it contracted in the cold. Out in the trunk of your car.
I need a real look in the mirror here. This is not good. This looks like it feels like it's painted on at
it
this
looks,
point. It's tighter.
It looks snugger than I remember.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Filling out the jersey.
I popped on that Revs jersey the day we had those, and that was tighter than I wanted to see it.
Hoss of the Week nominee right here. I thought this had a little bit extra room on it. It has less room.
Yeah. Let's throw Keith in. So it's Newcomb and Keith right now as our Hoss of the Week nominees.
That's
nominees.
Not bad.
Yeah. No,
it's Monday.
We're not handing out any trophies yet.
Monday morning.
But those are our early week nominees. But you're in silent protest over there.
Yeah, this is a better uniform. So this lost head-to-head with the Celtics, which, again, not to belabor the point, but is a green uniform with white block lettering on it.
Uh-huh.
No animals.
Nope.
No animals playing sports.
No, for sure not.
I do like green. Green's one of my favorite colors, but the purple really pops on the old-school Raptors uniforms.
So you get your vote. You had your druthers, Keith.
If I had my druthers.
What is the best uniform of professional sports? You're saying it's not Pat Patriot or the Whalers, which you can vote on at Jones and Keith. You're saying it's not those two. If you had your druthers, what is the best uniform?
Pat Patriot's up there, to be honest. I think Pat Patriot has a real argument to be had.
I do, too.
I prefer the Houston Oilers. I prefer the... I like the Kelly Greens for the Eagles. You know that. I like the Orange Crush from the Broncos.
I like those a lot, too.
I think those are all a little bit better. I think in the basketball region... The old school Vancouver Grizzlies is a good one. The Raptors is a good one.
Grizzlies got knocked out early.
Yeah, so early. Nuggets, Skyline. I have a lot of ones I like
more. I genuinely think if I could vote and pick any uniform, I would have voted Denver home with the Skyline uniforms. I think I would have.
Number one?
I think so. Yeah. It's them or I like the Expos uniforms a lot, too.
Those were good, too. Those got bounced.
Those all, they made their little runs, but nothing spectacular.
Billy and Nick, do you guys have one that you thought ahead of time could have won the entire thing? Like, if you were filling out the bracket just based on what that you
I feel like, pretty good, like, thinking that these two in the championship were easily Final Four matchups.
They're good,
The Chargers would have been there, too, but they went up against Pat Patriot, so you know they weren't going to stand a chance.
Yeah, these are good uniforms.
And I thought the Expos would have made a better run.
Look at Mutombo on Twitch, though. How do you not like those things? I think that would be my vote.
The white.
I did have fun looking up the photos.
Dude, the rainbow skyline.
Like yeah, nice.
And then you have the number above. Seems like a weird spot to put a number, but why not?
Real nice.
Still says
like
Nuggets.
The number on the pants on the Astros jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. I like those, too. I like
if
those,
I
too.
Picked one that should have lost, it was the Astros jersey.
Yeah, that was
you
a
guys
polarizing.
Like those.
That was a polarizing.
That made a run.
Astros was a very polar. No, well, yeah, it did. I guess it won a couple games.
So the best uniforms in sports. Oh, yeah, look at that Astros uniform. So the best uniforms in the history of sports. It's come down to the Patriots and the Whalers. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. Where do the other brackets stand? Are the nicknames and the icks, where are they
still
at
going?
Those?
Well, I'm not sure. Did they peter out? Are they got to be still going. Come
but
on.
I'm saying, are they like at their championship? They started with only 32. So how would we start before them and beat them to a championship? How would that be possible?
I think it's just well organized on our end.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
64 teams.
Let me see.
And we're already down to Championship Monday. We'll announce the winner tomorrow, but voting will take place all day long.
They are doing what WEEI Afternoons is doing, Boston sports nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the most recent bracket they had out, or the most recent matchup, I should say, was Don Grapes Cherry versus David Pasta Pasternak.
Okay.
Greg Hill Show had round two matchups on the 28th.
So they're in round two.
They were in the Sweet 16. Two,
yeah. We're done.
Right. Well, tomorrow's April, for God's sakes. We're done in March.
We wanted to be done in March.
If you had a vote, the vote's closed, but if you had to vote between grapes and pasta, who would you vote for?
I'd vote pasta.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
You know what?
You don't have an answer?
Well, grapes are scary because if a dog gets a grape, get real sick. Kids can choke on grapes.
They can't. It's bad for their kidneys, the dogs.
Grapes is bad news. Whereas, you know, your dog eats pasta off the floor, no big deal.
My dog.
So if I had to vote on that.
He doesn't have any teeth, but he'll slurp down some pasta.
He likes it al dente.
Yeah. I mean, grapes are anti-inflammatory. You know what I mean? So yeah, grapes are good in that aspect, but then there's cobs with pasta. It's a real health battle.
That's a good point. I'd go pasta.
Pasta. Yep, good one.
Okay, we agree.
Yeah, you put a bowl of either in front of me, I'm taking the pasta.
Bowl of grapes, bowl of pasta, you're eating the pasta?
Taking pasta.
What about a bowl of grapes in front of a raccoon?
You're not getting a single grape.
Yeah. Oh, my God, those raccoons.
That raccoon will have all those grapes.
I'll take those puppies down.
Cotton candy grapes? You in on that?
I don't even know what that is.
They're grapes that taste exactly like cotton candy. They sell them in all major stores.
Bill, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
But I'm interested.
You guys
cotton
serious?
Cotton candy grapes?
Wait a minute. Nick, you've heard about
I've
this?
I've heard of these.
Okay, thank God. feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
So are they like this still like a healthy like option or is
yeah,
it like
grape? It's a grape. It's a great grape. But it tastes just like cotton candy. They're cotton candy grapes.
This is a lie.
I'll bring some in. I'll go to the grocery store at some point. I'll take a look. Yeah, bring them in. Why don't you bring them in? I'll bring them in one day.
Nice.
Not when, you know, Pudge's pals are in because you don't want to get these guys sick. We don't want them picking up grapes.
Snakes or scorpions.
Oh, good point.
Oh, my God. Maybe somebody else can bring some for us. You're right. I know there's been, like, Black Widow spiders in the things.
Love for the cotton candy grapes in the Twitch chat. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, they're great. It's shocking because you're like, it looks just like a grape, smells like a grape. You take one bite out of the grape, you're like, that's cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
I'm eating cotton candy all of a sudden.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's the WEEI nicknames bracket, not to be confused with the ick bracket of the Greg Hill Show.
Right.
And, of course, we've reached the conclusion of the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. A reminder of a couple of things. Speaking of the Greg Hill Show,
all right.
Make sure you're listening tomorrow at 7 a.m. for your code word for 2 for Tuesday. For Red Sox tickets all day long. We're going to be giving away 4 pairs of tickets tomorrow, Keith, on this very program. 10:30, 11:30, 12:30.
And you guessed it?
1:30. So make sure you're listening to Greg at 7 a.m. You get your code word.
Ooh, in the grab bag. So grab bag gets a giveaway. 1:30.
That's a good point. We'll be doing grab bag giveaway. Had not even occurred to me. Grab bag giveaway.
Nice.
On a 2 for Tuesday. So make sure you're locked in tomorrow. We will be at the Cask and Flagon on Friday in advance of everybody booing Rafael Devers at Fenway Park. We'll be at the Cask on Friday leading up to the Red Sox home opener. I've been told Sam Kennedy will be on the show that day.
Very good.
Now that we've said it out loud, he's got no choice but to go through with that.
I like it.
So we'll talk to Sam Kennedy on Friday for the Red Sox home opener live at the Cask. You're going to the game. Stop by, say hello. We'll be there Friday at 10. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to Mike Vrabel. His comments this morning. That's next on Jones and Keefe.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.